simply, where do these candidates stand on issues? You know, we at NFIB, we track voting records both at the state and federal level. Hey, no one is going to come here and tell you, I hate small business, right? But really, do your due diligence and see where these candidates stand on your issues.
The Small Business Rundown is the official podcast of the National Federation of Independent Business, the member-driven voice of small business. NFIB and our members advocate to keep America's small businesses strong and independent in Washington, D.C., all 50 states, and the nation's courts.
Welcome to the Small Business Rundown, a biweekly podcast with information on independent businesses' victories and challenges in Washington, D.C. and state capitals. I'm Adam Temple, NFIB Senior Vice President of Advocacy. 2024 is an election year, and today we're going to look past the presidential elections and focus on the importance of every election. Joining me as a return guest is NFIB's Senior National Political Director, Sharon Sussin. Sharon, welcome to the show.
Glad to be back, Adam.
Sharon, can you start by explaining a little bit more about what the voice of small business really means?
Sure. You know, we know here at NFIB the best way to have pro-small business policy is to help elect pro-small business candidates. Simply, that's what being the voice of small business is all about. There are three components of our program. First, it's identifying those pro-small business candidates who are running. Second, it's engaging with those campaigns and encouraging others to do the same. And thirdly, and most important, voting on or before Election Day.
Right. And sometimes the focus is on various elections that get the most attention and eyeballs. But why is it important to vote for small business candidates at every level on the ballot?
You know, politics can be messy and noisy, especially in a presidential election year. Mm-hmm. So it's always best to focus on the issues that matter most to your business. That's what we do here at NFIB. But, you know, keep in mind that other elections do matter. You know, judicial elections, ballot initiatives, and, you know, don't forget your city or county government, too. When we talk about being the voice, it's looking at all levels of government. You know, the bottom line is that it's crucial to vote for those candidates who support small business and to be informed on the issues important to business owners. For example, we know it's important to have the right people at the table when big issues are being talked about, certainly here in Congress. Yeah. You know, we looked at COVID, and when we were trying to put together what is the CARES Act look like or the PPP, we were so fortunate to have pro-small business legislators at that table. Yeah. Now we see with the small business deduction how important it is to make that permanent. We know we have to have those people at the table when deciding these big issues.
And how can listeners, whether they're a business owner or, like you mentioned, a supporter of one or an employee or a spouse, how can they amplify the small business voice in the election?
We know small business owners are so well respected in their communities, right? Yeah. They support our schools, our youth sports groups. They give teenagers their first jobs. So when you speak, people will listen. So again, it's finding those candidates that you support and telling others and sharing that with people in your community. Hey, you can even run for office yourself. And you know, that's the best way to amplify that voice.
Sharon, it's May. It seems early in an election year, but what are ways to start getting involved now?
You know, it's never too early. Congressional primaries, we're in the midst of that right now. We at NFIB are meeting with candidates and going through our process to determine what's the best use of our resources. But certainly, this is the time to find out what's going to be on your ballot this November and learn about the candidates and issues that really matter and going to have an impact on you and your business.
And there's a lot of candidates and races to keep track of. What would you say are the really important areas to focus on for small business owners?
I think it's important, as I mentioned, to cut through the noise, you mm-hmm. know, and I think it's so easy to get distracted, but just focus on the issues that matter to your bottom line, to what's going to help you grow your business. Simply, where do these candidates stand on issues? You know, we at NFIB, we track voting records both at the state and federal level. Hey, no one is going to come here and tell you, I hate small business, right? But really, do your due diligence and see where these candidates stand on your issues. Looking at voting records, talking to other business owners. You know, we at NFIB have a state office and we have information on state level. All of this is on our website at nfib.com/elections, or How Congress Voted, where you can see where members of Congress, what their voting record is also there. When you're looking at candidates, look for other business owners, people like you that have signed the front of a paycheck, people who will come to Washington or to your state capital and not have to be schooled on the issues because they live them. And that's what we at NFIB love to be able to do, support those candidates that support small business.
And you mentioned the resources that are available on our website or that we distribute to NFIB members. How can they connect the dots between the resources that they've reviewed and studied and actually taking action at the ballot box?
Sure. I mean, first, of course, you can run for office. That's a heavy lift for a lot of people. Right. So if that's not your cup of tea, certainly candidates need support. They need resources. So you can certainly find those candidates and support them with your financial resources. You could invite a candidate or a legislator to come meet your employees. That's a great way to highlight and elevate your issues. You can write a letter to the editor in your community. There's plenty of ways. And I think it all goes back to the fact that, again, the respect that business owners have in their communities, that candidates and legislators want to meet with them, hear from them, and ultimately that's who they want behind them when they come to office.
And you mentioned earlier the importance of voting at every level of the ballot. Can you give us an example of an office that may get overlooked, but why it's important for small businesses?
Look, don't forget your judicial elections, right? In many states, they are elected positions, not all states. But if they are, see, you know, there's plenty of issues, and we know at NFIB, that come before courts that do impact business owners. So take a look at those elections in your state. Ballot initiatives as well. Many states have issues that are very, very important to small business owners that are coming through that ballot initiative process. So take time to look and see how those issues are going to impact your business.
And for folks that are looking for more resources on NFIB's website, for example, where specifically can they go to find those?
I would say go to our election center at nfib.com/elections. There we have information about where is your polling place, who are your candidates, the voting records I mentioned earlier, the ways you can get involved through our political action guide, our guide to running for office that we've put together. So we have plenty of tools and resources to take a look at, you know, just to help you kind of take that voice and amplify it, because that's what we really need to do to have an impact.
Sharon, traditionally or historically, November has been election day. And now that's more like the end of election season because of early voting, things like that. What should folks keep in mind about early voting and the deadlines associated with that?
You know, you're right. November 5th, election day, is the last day to vote. And we want to make sure that our members and all voters who care about business issues know there's plenty of opportunity to vote ahead of that. Many states start early voting sometimes in September, you know, certainly through November. So we don't want our members to miss an opportunity to vote if they're, you know, hey, they're busy running their business. We don't want election day to come and go. So we want to make sure our members have that information earlier so that they can make those decisions when it's appropriate and available in their states.
Anything else before we go?
No, I just say, you know, this November will be here before we know it. As many states, Election Day is the last day to vote, and we really put a premium on making sure our members know when and where and how they can vote. So if you're an NFIB member, look for your voter guide, our exclusive publication that will come to you later this year. But in that, we want to make sure our members know who the pro-business candidates are, that, you know, deadlines to register to vote, if you can vote early or absentee, so that we want to make sure you don't miss that opportunity to make your voice heard, because the issues are just that important.
Absolutely. All right, Sharon, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
As Sharon mentioned, you can get more information about upcoming elections by visiting our election center at nfib.com/elections. We'll also include links to the resources Sharon mentioned in the show notes. And now I want to thank you, the listeners, for joining us on today's Small Business Rundown. We'll be back every 2 weeks bringing you news and analysis from Washington, D.C. and state capitals so that you, whether you're a small business owner or a supporter of one, can continue to blaze a trail.
The Small Business Rundown is brought to you by NFIB, the voice of small business. You can find us at nfib.com and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.